hanging drywall April 4th. So anytime after that, building G, second floor ceramic tile is April 16th.
And the VCT?
Oh, VCT.
See, no, VCT is farther along.
That's the last thing, right?
Yeah. That'll be May. May or June.
I want to do
What are you doing? No, changes. What you doing?
No. The city did a different central. They printed a full size side, a full size of the color red.
And hang it up?
With dimensions and telling what to align. So we get a copy and they get a copy on the
field. Oh, okay. Yeah.
And even then, they're still going to probably mess it up.
They did tell us that it may have been too late, that ASI that we sent out, that we did those changes for the ceramic tile. Not changes, but corrected those tags. Mm-hmm. That it may be too late. Mario's supposed to... Oh, Mario's gone.
What changes?
We didn't make a change. Remember, we had
price groups?
Yeah, not the price groups. A 9 and a 10. And
The wrong label.
The wrong number on it. So he's saying that they may have already ordered the tile. It's not a lot of tile to tell the honest truth for them to reorder. But he was supposed to get back to me. But that's right, he's gone. So I'm gonna say, no, it was said in the meeting, so I can't say
that doesn't matter. One is a higher price group than the other.
Well, then
he didn't call me back. I had to call Kurt.
You're going to have to call Kurt and Mike. Mike has to dig into it.
Yeah, he has to
say, you know, this is what happened. It was a mistake. I mean, if we have to live with it, we live with it.
And that's
what
I said to him, you know.
If
that's the case, then that's the case.
I mean, unless the two colors clash dramatically and it looks like horrible. I mean, it's something we can live with. It's not perfect, but we can live with it. I mean, it's just, you know. I mean, if it wasn't a lot of tile, maybe it's not a big deal, and they'll, you know, don't have a problem. But if it's a lot and they have the restocking fee,
accent-wise,
you know, maybe there's a restocking fee, and they complain about that sometimes. My feet hurt. Been getting no. I don't know from what.
God, thank you so much for reminding me. Call the doctor.
Okay.
He lets your pains are coming back, and I'm actually quite worried.
What pains? His legs? Those are growing pains.
No. His ankle used to click a lot growing up. Yeah.
Mine still does.
It does?
My ankle clicks all the time.
I mean, this is
my toes. Right now,
you can. And now he's complaining, and I kept on asking for a foot doctor or whatever, and I just never ever went because then it would stop. But no, he's telling me that he's having trouble when he's running because it's really, really hurting him and he has to stop sometimes.
It's probably growing pains. I had a son.
I think that his knees.
And his shoes also. I checked to see that has the right support. That, you know, they you know. Because I had a friend who, her son is huge now. I mean, he's like a foot taller than Alex. And he had to wear special shoes for a while because he was growing so fast that his body couldn't take it.
That's what happened to me.
No, he didn't.
I have huge problems with my knees.
He's coming about his knees now, and I'm thinking the knees are growing pains, but I still want to check out his ankle, but I guess I go to a special store, go to the orthopedic.
Well, you need to go to a pediatrician so they can tell you a specialist, because you'll need
a podiatrist.
But you want somebody who deals with children.
Yeah, and she did, but it was never ready when I would go there. And I have to go back, and it's like, you know, going back to the doctor.
But you may also want to check his shoes, that the shoes have the right support, particularly if he's growing so fast. I can ask my friend what they gave her son, because he had some, and like he couldn't, he wasn't supposed to run too much. I don't know. I can't remember. I have to ask her, because he's super tall. He's huge. I mean, not huge, but he's really, really tall.
va a estar ahí hoy o mañana?
It's always cold over here.
You won't pop this, we're talking here. This is in the direct over.
Okay. You must see, yeah. Yeah. Because you're going to see it when you stain it. You're going to see it. Okay. ¿Qué es lo que quieres que te haga? Okay. ¡Bitch! No, está bien, no hay problema. Porque yo he sufrido dolores de cabeza con hardware que no está bien hecho. No dolores de cabeza, but still, you know, inconveniences. Right, you have to pay for it. Yo traje lonche. Traje lonche. que India, que no va a ningún lado. Deja que pese 20 libras.
No, se va a cansar.
Esto me... No hay que... Guay, ¿y por qué no quiere coche? Es un coche.
Para the comfort of the kid, right? I don't know. I mean, I had one with two, because it was my sister and I, so...
Si ella carga ese niño todo el tiempo...
Y se quiere comprar una cosa así de...
Right. Yo también me regalaron uno de esos. Yeah. I could never get I could never get him like to be comfortable. No, sí, exacto. Alexander was born in the summer. So but I know people that do that. Sí, lo mejor que se puede dar es un gift certificate. Que ella después compre lo que ella quiere. Y si quiere cargar ese, y cuando esté dormido y está en el car seat, tú no vas a sacar a un niño dormido del car seat. Mi abuela decía, no despierten al león when they're sleeping. Claro que lo metas en el carro. Y no tiene que ser uno de los estos que están diseñados, because I used to, you can find the stroller and you can stick the car seat without having the base thing. Because when Alex was born, that didn't exist. That didn't exist. So you had to... No, ni siquiera. Que todo en esta vida pesa. Es que ella es... No, ella no va a poder trabajar.
Ella tiene que ir a casa porque ella no va a encontrar
un
eco-friendly
daycare.
Todas
mis amigas
tienen
hijos. ¿Tú te imaginas el día de comprar encontrar un daycare?
Un eco-friendly daycare.
Bueno, por eso se quiere mudar para allá arriba en el eco-friendly department de Oregon o Seattle o wherever that is.
Mi amiga que mide 6'2", tiene dos niñas y ella no carga con ellas todo el tiempo.
Heck no, that's horrible. That's impossible.
The checks. Where's our checks?
Oh, I have it here. This is the one that I put. That I
thought you were going to write us a check, Jim.
A check for what?
Oh, I don't know.
You did. You got one today.
Not good till Thursday. Not good till Thursday.
You got paid early.
Not good till Thursday.
Everybody got paid a day early today.
Oh, we did?
Because everybody's time sheets were.
Oh. They're doing it. It's, and the car doesn't come in on Thursday. Well, doesn't it activate, arrive at your bank on Thursday?
If I run it on Tuesday,
it's all up to him.
On Thursday. If I run it on Monday, it'll pay on Wednesday.
Oh, I didn't have no clue.
It depends on how you day you enter, right? So you have to be nice to Jim, because it's all about it. It's a click away.
There's a 3 o'clock deadline each day. So if I run it on Monday, it'll pay on Wednesday. If I run it on Tuesday, it pays on Thursday.
Gotcha.
You know, if I'm available and all everybody's timesheets are done, I can just push the button.
Gotcha.
So you should send an email now. This is what happens when you put your timesheet on time.
Which is
you
why
get paid a day early.
And you know, another thing that gets really complicated in here, this is another reason it gets more important. There's something called labor variance. I'll go over that with some financial reports. Labor variance. And, you know, it shows up as a dollar figure.
Right.
So I called up New Flag to try to get it. I remember he explained it to me, and it went right over my head. What it is when you post the timesheets, just not payroll, your timesheet goes in, post it. The system calculates your salary based on the timesheet and posts it to direct and indirect. Then when you do payroll, it goes in and does it. It basically, when you do the timesheet, it posts it to labor variance.
Right.
It's not yet cash gone out, but it's an expense. And then when you write the payroll, it reverses it. And there are times if you log 50 hours to your timesheet, under the labor variance world, it's going to charge 50 hours times your hourly rate.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to pay you, it's only going to pay you for 40 hours.
Right.
Therefore, there's a negative 10 hours of your salary, which shows up as, quote, you know, a labor variance.
Oh, hence the term.
So the point is that if you don't keep timesheets and payroll really in time with each other, those numbers will get all out of, I mean, we'll never, they'll be right, but you'll never figure out why they're, what they're trying to say.
What the variance is. Why there's...
Like what happened was at the end of December, it was a payroll on December 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Or a timesheet.
Or something.
There was a timesheet that was due December 30th. We paid it on January
1st. Right, or 2nd, right.
Well, that's on two sides of the court. So anyway.
Good morning, MC Harry. Sure.
Hello? Hey. Ronnie Mateu. MATEU, I think. EU. Mateu. Hang on, man. Go to my desk because I have his number. Hang on.
Not really. Because you're not dimensioning the masonry opening anywhere.
No, but the structural engineer has the masonry opening.
Hmm? ¿Qué traje? Una ensalada que hice el otro día. Tengo bastante si la quieres probar. Una de esas que son layers. Que hice para Easter, lo que me sobró. A ver, Mr. Hello? 305?
Well, the thing is, 233 on the plan, unless we fix the plan for the 3304. And I can't do that if you want. It will be tricky. What I'll do is I noticed too when you went in here. I noticed on the street you're doing the drywall as opposed to changing the wall type. What was that?
I don't know who he is. I guess somebody works for him. MateoArchitecture.com.
Yeah.
Because you just have to change the wall type to make it two sides front so that it goes wrong.
Yeah. Somebody works for him. Alrighty. Bye. No, it's like a layer salad que empiezas abajo con lechuga, stuff. Y después, it looks really pretty. Tienes que conseguirlo en un bol que sea como transparente, so you can see it. You know, it tiene, I put salad, lettuce, I mean spinach, lettuce, carrots, celery, tomatoes, green beans. Mi suegra la hizo for Christmas. Ella trajo para casa de mi mamá. Trajo la ensalada, you know, for Nochebuena that she made. Ella estaba en la peluquería, and she heard these people talking about it, so she looked it up on the web. And it's not that hard, it's just the layering, cutting up the stuff. Y después el dressing arriba, and I found a couple different, it's called 7-layer, but you can put as many layers as you want. Y entonces el dressing en uno de los websites era mayonesa nada más. I'm like, y después había otro que era mayonesa con sour cream. Entonces yo le eché un poquitico de spices, sal, pimienta, you know, garlic, whatever, and then you just put it on top. And that's it, it just sits on top, you know, and then has cheese. And then a little bit, it doesn't sip through, but when you take it out, although some of the website says that before you serve it, you toss it all together, but it looks so pretty. Yeah, it looks, you know, so it has to be a nice sort of glass.
What are they saying that you used to get an appetizer when I did that dinner?
Which means that we don't need to bring the frame
at all.
Right. Bueno, and you could put anything you want, porque yo puse los vegetales que a mí me gustan, but like the recipe tenían que si cauliflower, los florets de cauliflower, she had snap peas, you could have pineapple, you could change.
That's sort of like a meal.
It is, un montón, I'll give you some. So, I mean, you can, tú le puedes poner lo que tú quieras, básicamente. Whatever salad you feel, you know, whatever, you know. I don't know. Alex keeps going. What are we doing today? What are we doing? ¿Qué están haciendo tus niñas?
I don't know. I want to take them to the fair on Friday.
Why don't we go to fair? Why don't you send them over to my house one day? They can jump in the trampoline or something. Pool's a little dirty. But they can jump in the trampoline, play in the Wii. I know. Alex también. Está aburrido. Ayer me dice... Me llamó para que el padre lo fuera a buscar to go to a casa de los abuelos. Y you no, know, so mi Kristen se llevó y le digo, ¿tú solo o tus hermanos también? No, we have fun, everybody. Kristen se llevó a todo el mundo como a las 2 de la tarde. A donde mi mamá. And then they played there and stuff, you know. Y me dice, what are we doing tomorrow? Yo, ay, papi, I don't know. We wanted to go out on the boat, but the weather, it's too windy. You know, the bay's too choppy. Hopefully, maybe Friday will be better. But Thursday, I was thinking maybe taking Thursday and Friday off.
I put Friday.
Right.
They're waiting on Thursday. Tengo este appointment que they're going to do some testing. Yo creo que es en jueves.
¿Testing de?
Que me están haciendo donde sea mi
turno. Ah, para saber por qué te estaba sangrando la nariz.
Yeah, I'm under all these medications. I think it's worse because like, I wake up and I'm like really like groggy and like,
it's just on the weather change. Some people have bleed from weather change.
Yeah, that's true. Some people do bleed from weather change. Yeah.
But I started before.
That's true. You did start before. Maybe pollen. Maybe you're starting to get allergic to something. And
well,
and because you're blowing.
They're going to check a couple things on me. They're doing some testing, but anyways. So I don't know. I have to check when my testing is. I have to call.
¿Cuándo empieza la feria?
That's what I was asking Ralph. If it's this week, I'll go Thursday to the fair. Then Friday, I can go bowling with them or something.
Yeah.
Then when I'm there,
I know, they're bored. Alex is bored.
Hi, everyone else, like, doing something.
Right.
I have Friday for the Lotus for sure. I don't care.
I know. Todos los días me dicen, mami, ¿qué vamos a hacer mañana?
Pobrecito.
If you go, I'll go during the day. Youth fair.
Yeah, but they have, if
oh, they'll have a blast.
They go through the ride together.
Get it going.
And then you and I don't have to get on the ride. Works for me.
You've given me a good start on. No, you've given me a good start on.
So that everybody else is working.
You know what? We can buy
a good start on.
All right. All right. When are the dates?
Yes, I've thought about a lot of things. So.
So
March 27th. So empieza jueves.
You verified everything?
Yes, as far as interiors.
I haven't been there in so long that I don't remember. I know the kids would have a blast. Empieza jueves. ¿Cuánto valen los tickets? Buy discount tickets online.
What's this for?
The fair.
Oh.
General admission is $7. $7 if you buy them online, $9 if you buy them there.
You know what I mean?
They're similar.
$22 for the route rides.
No, I think it's 15.
But the exterior, wasn't it?
20.
Like the same?
Retail price is 20.
I mean, I know the finishes are different, but I know what tags go and what finishes.
For the rides.
Okay.
22 coupon ride. I don't know what that means. I don't know whether 22 is the number you get or not.
This starts this weekend?
So she finished that. So
Thursday.
Okay.
I haven't gone in years.
Okay. Did you see
the
new
the
county
gets a little
cheaper, so she's gonna call me right now.
But
you have to go Monday through Friday.
We're
going Thursday.
We don't
want to
go on a weekend.
No, Thursday.
Let's go.
You can go Monday through Friday.
Yeah, Monday through Friday those tickets.
On the tickets for the county. Sí, ve, son $7. Si lo compras, or $9. Si, I guess you show up there, $15.
Yeah,
right, or $20 if you. I would assume this is the price when you're there.
Yeah. But I would just get the bracelet.
Yeah, what's the racing?
$17, the right there, Papa Ride card. For $2, it's unlimited.
Oh.
It's just, you need to get a bracelet, you can just ride the entire time. And how much is a bracelet?
$17 if you buy it online, or $20 if you go there, but it's not good on school trips or weekends.
Yeah.
I haven't been there in so long. I don't think I remember.
And a coupon, oh, you can just do this. It's $2 more.
Right, but it's not good on weekends. It's the only problem.
Just on Friday night?
Monday through Friday.
And general admission is $7.
$7 online versus $9. If you buy them online,
yeah,
it's $7. Perfect. If you buy them there, it's $9.
But they close at 8 o'clock?
No, this is the booth. This is where you buy the tickets.
To
no, this is where you buy your tickets.
And what's the times of the fair itself? Like it goes into like midnight or something?
Okay.
Gates 3 p.m. to 10, weekends noon to 10.
Okay.
Friday, March 28th, noon to 10 p.m. Friday, April 4th, noon to 10 p.m.
Okay. Oh, but the fair opens until midnight.
Oh.
Perfect. Okay. And it's free to park.
Rodas, are you sure you don't get your FIU faculty, aren't you?
I'm an adjunct.
And what?
What does that mean?
Usually get like one free day. I mean, students usually get one free day because it's FIU campus. It's
a site. That's true. It is on FIU. How do you figure that out?
Yeah, supposedly that wasn't, like, I remember when I first started FIU, they were like, that's the last year of the fair because FIU's going to use the build for campus building. Remember we used to do it in studio, like around 11, maybe 10 o'clock at night. We used to drive over to the fair just to get food, like cotton candy and apples and
I have. I'm telling you, it's probably been 20 years since I've been to the fair.
I've gone like 10.
And I went once.
And I've never been.
Maybe it's best to go during the day, even though it's hot. But like.
Well, it opens at 3, so if you get there from 3 on weekends, it does open at noon.
Yeah.
But if you get there, you know, at 3, you don't have to stay there until midnight.
Yeah.
Hell, I wouldn't want to stay there that long.
Yeah, at night it gets hot. Ghetto people
everywhere. Ghetto y la otra.
I'm sorry. He's so
politically correct.
I mean, it's just amazing.
That's why we
it's
love
true.
Her. She's just saying what we're thinking.
But it's true. If you go there, you'll see, Naomi.
What time does the fair
open? People cut you off in line. They don't say, excuse me. Mm-hmm.
Durante la semana, at 3.
Yeah,
but Friday, it'll open at noon. Okay. Because Friday's not a good day to go. It'll be packed. Because it's a teacher planning day.
Yeah.
So the kids will be out. Let's go on Thursday. I hate crowds. It's probably why I haven't been back.
You can go Thursday?
No,
we always go on a weekend. We're always like Wednesday night, Tuesday night, or Thursday night. Always.
I hate crowds.
Thursday night's going to be packed because people don't have school next week.
Oh, maybe. It's like the new Friday.
That's true.
So go Wednesday night.
But it opens on Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, but you know, that first day, maybe they don't want to go the first day. Friday does open at noon because it's a day off for them.
No, because I have to go. I'm going to my mom's next weekend. I was supposed to go back to visit her after I went, and I haven't.
Shame on you. You know, I've never been to Busch Gardens.
I know,
yeah, it's really great.
In the hot summer, it's the best time to go.
Why? Because it's all water?
All the water.
Oh.
They have a whole bridge, the water ride. You've been there?
No. I've never been.
A big water ride just lands on the bridge and everybody gets soaked.
Yeah, that's true.
And my aunt is in town, and of course she goes, oh, I understand if you don't come up.
Oh, the guild trip.
Well, this is that. And today when I spoke to my mom this morning, she goes, well,
sucker!
I did tell her I would come back and see her, and I didn't.
Sucker!
See, but up
there the water's cold, so those rides are not okay. You can have water.
Sorry.
I don't know, 8 hours soaking cold water.
these guys back where they belong.
Actually, around this time in October, there's really not that many. In summer, the line's not too bad there. It's not like Disney World.
Really?
Yeah.
In Busch Garden?
Well, I haven't been like in 6 or 7, 8 years maybe. But they're not, it's not like Disney World.
Like, miserable.
45 minutes in line instead of 100, you know, an hour 20. I remember one time when we went to Cuba like 3 times in a row. On that side note, we're going to ride 3 times in a row. We've been on that hall twice. I love the hall. Miss Kate, I didn't go the second time, no.
Oh, the third time?
Oh, Miss Kate, I ran out there. I love it. That's my favorite ride.
Which one?
The hall. The hall can, don't worry about it.
I have not been to. That's not true. I did go to Universal Studios. No, I haven't. It's been a while.
It's really cool. The Spider-Man ride is cool. Oh, the Spider-Man ride.
13. What the hell is 13?
Remember the first time? My brother went in October. So it always went around like Halloween and everything. They have one of the Spider-Man.
Oh my goodness, come for back. Me for they come back all year.
They have one of the Spider-Man guys just in a costume, but you didn't know because the costume's all plastic and stuff. You didn't know the statue. And so you have to pass by him to get in line. And right when you pass by him, you don't have to move him, he'll just jump at you. That's it. What's Adventure Island?
As we get older, we start doing that. Well, you try to take very few things, so you don't have to put anything away.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. T-Square doesn't, they don't get upset if I don't know how many originals I got, do they?
What? No.
I have no clue.
You think I know
it is? I don't care. I don't know.
Naomi, are you doing tilt-up panels in Northeast?
No.
But they're nice, bold masonry?
Yes.
The wrapping is so different.
What?
The wrapping is different.
Well, because remember Northeast, Cooper, he's done farther along on that.
Is she coming back after her meeting? After ¿Qué, perdón? Ah, so she's out. No regresa, coño, pero no. Bueno, it does take a long time. Come think about it. Oh, del año fiscal. Me lo dijo, me dice, qué pena, me dice, ay, Lourdes, because he went to the house for Easter, yo le invité a que fuera a casa de mi suegra. Me dice, ay, I feel so bad, no sé qué.
I know, I have to call him back because he asked me to call him back.
Right.
He's like, but don't worry if I'm
like, no,
man, it's
going to
come out of his pocket.
No, no, I have a grant, honey.
Yeah, but
no. No, no, they have a grant.
Oh, really?
I have a grand.
He's like, I only recorded 10 minutes. I need some 15 more. And I'm like, oh, boy.
They have a grand. No, they have a grand. So.
Oh, that's good.
Macy, I felt so bad.
I know. So you have his number there written down.
Yeah. Yo lo tengo también. You get them online, it's $2 off. I thought the county was going to let you know.
Yes,
yes. Online is $7 at the places. $7.15 versus $9.20. $15. Unlimited is 17. Sorry, Maria. Made a mistake.
17?
Yeah. Unlimited is 17. 15. I guess it's only 22. I don't know what that means. I don't know. You're asking the wrong person. What is this?
Serge is getting sued.
No, Sergio's uncle.
Sergio's uncle.
Why is he getting sued?
Like the second car turning the left hand at the light.
Mm-hmm.
This girl, lady from Santa Maria, she said that her mom's in front of the street in front of him when he was out, and the lighting hit her with the side mirror. Because she crossed, she said her mom. And obviously she
pedestrian.
Thank you.
¡Felicidades a la nueva ciudadana!
Pronto.
¿Cuánto es el swearing in?
She said that
you did it.
I did it.
Congratulations.
All of them, right?
All of them. She asked me the flag colors.
She did?
Can you believe that?
Stupid.
No, she was very nice. She was like, obviously, she knew that I knew English.
Right.
Like, we were talking. Because they asked you about your application form itself. I was telling Jim, they asked me about you. Because she asked me, oh, are you still at MCR? I said, yes. And she said, do you like it there? I go, yes, I do. Do you have good bosses? I said, yeah, they're excellent bosses. He goes, you should have said they're slave drivers. I don't think that would have been a good term. Yeah, so, like, the only part that I got, like, nervous, even though you know you haven't done anything wrong, she's like, what were the dates that you were outside of the country? And I didn't remember the actual dates. Like, how many days were you out of the country for? And where did you go? I was like, I went to Spain and Bermuda. And she's like, and how about in 04? And I was like, coño, in 04? Just Spain. I didn't even remember anywhere. I got nervous. But she was very nice. She asked me 7 questions.
Yeah, they don't ask you
she
all
said,
of them.
I only have to ask you 7 questions for you to pass. She asked me who elected the Congress, the colors of the flag, and don't ask me what else she asked me because I was so nervous that I don't remember. But I got them all right.
Yeah. 7 questions out of how many?
There's
like
85 questions or something like that.
Oh, really?
That they
I was quizzing her. I know this one. I learned too.
And I knew them all.
No. Did your mom, you were born here in Jamaica, but your mom registered you, right?
I registered as a citizen abroad.
Citizen what?
Born.
Citizen born
abroad. But the girl was super nice. And then that place is such a scam. All those government buildings.
The government, or
it's crazy. I went there. They checked my bag. I had my camera, and I didn't remember. I always have my camera with me. They didn't find it, so they let me in. Then when I got up with the interviewer, she said, you need to bring me photos. Go over there in that building, and they can give you photos. $10 for
where's
2 photos.
Downtown?
They don't tell you to bring photos?
It didn't say it in the letter, but in my application, supposedly, I had photos attached with them. They got lost. So
yeah, because they staple it to the naturalization
certificate,
which you get, I guess, when you swear in.
When you swear.
Right.
And you're going to go big swearing in.
She said in May.
In the convention center down on the beach?
I don't know.
You know what? Right?
They've done it also at Dade County Auditorium.
They do?
Yeah.
She said they have 4 different ceremonies in May because they have a lot of people.
And let me tell you, I was there. And let me tell you, and they do them in groups, like with all the Jamaicans stand up,
no,
and all the whatever stand up, and all the people from so-and-so stand. I mean,
it's a lot.
It filled the entire auditorium.
That's awesome.
Down on the convention center down on the beach.
That must be impressive.
Because I went when Chester did it, and I barely saw him when he came out. There were so many people going out the door.
They all looked at like when they stood up, right? How funny. But, so when I went back in, the security guard found my camera. And he's like, you can't bring it in, but Gus just dropped me off. I was like, I didn't come in my car. And I said, you already let me in. I just need to go drop off the photos. He's like, well, the other guy didn't catch it, but I did, so I'm sorry. Go see if the parking attendant will hold it for you.
Yeah, they don't. They won't even hold it for you.
$5.
They won't hold them for you.
Cash, I had $7 because God is great and good with me. $7 tenía en la cartera.
Don't
see how
the passport people, I can't
stand
any of those.
I was like, terrible. Can't wait to get my passport.
You still want to take that and they have all the power. Like, on Sunday, we're going to the parking thing and you have to leave the room at 5.
Maria, don't ask me what they ask me because I don't remember.
You got your green card? They asked me that.
No, they asked me.
Because
my file was like this big. She had my file and she was going.
Why is your file so big?
Because I applied for naturalization since I was not obviously not citizenship because it's when you're over 18, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
For my residency since I was a child here, and since we were here because of
political reasons.
All of that is my file, and it's like that big because she had the she was going through it,
and I had like my grades from elementary there. I could see it.
Because she was right in front of me.
Yeah, and your file's really big.
The other files, you would see them in like this.
just months, you know.
Yeah, but you were there for political reasons, so it would definitely.
There's like press.
You came as a refugee?
No, it's called political asylum.
What?
Political asylum.
Oh.
So then she said, had you applied before? I said, yes, I had applied through my father. She goes, but you're not applying through your father. I mean, I said, no, because they told me that it was very dated and that it was easier since I was already married to an American to go through the married through an American route.
So this was born here or he became a
He was born in Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay.
Same thing.
Yeah. Same thing. So he's an American. So then it was funny because she's like, and you're still married to that guy? I said, yes. Is good marriage? I'm like, yes. You have kids?
Y no te hicieron porque yo tengo una amiga que para el marido, para la residencia,
yeah.
Se preguntan una pila de cosas, you know, cuando te casaste, bring wedding pictures.
They when I did my my permanent residency.
Oh, okay.
Plus had to go to the interview too,
right.
And they separate.
Right, they separate you,
and
right.
They record.
They drill you and they want
the camera and it's,
right.
And the camera's like
they
right
see you get married
for the papers.
And then they even review the tape supposedly like for telltale signs that you're lying or not. Because, you know, their facial expression
right.
When you're saying a lie. And they grilled us. And then they asked him questions, and then they asked me questions.
Yeah, my friend, el novio, had a work visa, and then he was starting a new job. And, you know, so se casaron like en enero or like 2 months in October por la civil, but the official wedding, you know, at the church was like 2 months later, but they had to do that so that he could get his paperwork going. She had to bring the pictures from the religious ceremony,
right?
Because they said they were it was true, they said, you know, they were going to get married anyway, so they just did it for the paperwork. And they're like, bring pictures of the honeymoon, bring pictures of the reception,
and they have to bring pictures of yourselves like together, like in groups of friends in different places, different occasions. You have to take cell phone bills, everything.
Wow.
For
residency.
When you apply through an American.
Through an American
citizen. When you're married.
When you're married, American.
It's hard. If you're lying, they'll catch you. I think they'll catch you if you're lying.
I mean, you're married to an American. Sergio was American. And I go, if you look at my paper, I have my green card before I married him. Because they thought I was marrying him because of that. I go, I have my green card.
Right. That's
I'm becoming a U.S. citizen after we got married. But I got my green card a year before.
That's like me. I was already processing that since I was a child. It's funny though. My husband's uncle, que es un viejo verde. There's this lady from Venezuela, and she's like in her 40s, and he's almost hitting 60. And she said that she needed someone to help her with her paperwork.
Oh boy.
So they introduced him to her. And she's a very good looking lady. And she's supposed to be very wealthy, but she needs that.
And the papers, right.
She needs the papers. And she supposedly offered an X amount of money for it. So now they're dating, right? He fell for her, head over heels. And then he told Gus, no, because she's really into me. She's really into me. And Gus told him, Tio, let's not forget how this started. He's like, bueno. But if we're going to go through that, they have a lot of intimate questions. Do they ask a lot of intimate questions? And he's like, yeah, they do ask a lot of intimate.
Like what are the bed you sleep on? And
yeah, they ask stuff like that. And then he goes, so then, even if we were pretending, he goes, there has to be a little bit of something.
Yeah.
In order.
Ya en viejo se está haciendo la idea.
Maybe your third.
Maybe your third.
No, I'm just saying that I still have this thing. No, I'm just saying that I still have this.
You want to get married in the wine?
Marriage. And I felt so bad because
pobre
if you
ilusa.
Go back home with this father
guy.
What did he say?
Qué mala tú eres.
For me?
Pobre ilusa. What's the translation?
Naive.
No,
naive. Or
no. Naive
girl. Not naive so much as
somebody that makes illusions.
Illusions, yes.
Whatever.
Anyway, but he couldn't go back home because his dad, you know, when his dad died, I felt all bad. I just couldn't do it. But the thing is that with that, I would never have gone into him at all.
Well, you just
he's wishing that blah, blah, blah.
You know what? It's not worth it. Because if they catch you.
Yeah, if they catch you, you want to go to jail?
Yep.
You go to jail, they get deported and you go to jail, or?
Probably. He gets deported and you probably get fined and go to jail. Because you're abating in an illegal activity.
I am not.
Aiding and abetting. Aiding and abetting.
No, he didn't. He's a sweetheart.
Not your friend.
Oh.
That's his problem.
Did you go through it?
They're dating.
Oh, they're dating. She's going through it.
Ese es otro viejo iluso. Ese es otro iluso.
Bueno, at the end, he might get what he wants.
Yeah, he might get, you know.
He gets what she wants.
Ay, que mala la otra. Mira, lo siento. I think I've changed my mind. I can't go through that.
Both of them get what they want, so.
That's true.
Right? You never know.
You never know. Maybe they'll fall in love.
Maybe it is love. She's a glass artist, but she's slick. Of course.
Of course, she's got to be slick.
Smart. She's Venezuelan.
Oh, God.
She's a glass artist, and she gave him a casting of the booth.
Of the what?
Oh,
ay, Dios mío. La vieja es slick.
It's a trail of life.
La verdad que ella tipa es inteligente, se la comió. La tipa es, se la comió. She's very slick. Sí, sí, pero olvídate, si te dan un glass, el tipo quedó, forget it.
He's like, he told Gus, I don't know what to do with it. I mean, we'll put it on a case. Like, what do I do with it? And Gus is like, you said it as a doorknob.
He's a knocker.
Yes. No pun intended.
We are so bad instead of the office.
We are not bad. We're just realists, okay? We're terrible. Pobre viejo, vení que tu 60 no es tan viejo. Olvídate, si he's having a good time. Does anybody want these boxes?
Perfecta for the weather, eh?
Está perfecta, ¿verdad?
That's good. I was doubtful about the blue and the red. It looks really good.
¿Alguien
pide? Bueno, se suponía que era de Javi, pero
Javi,
Javi dice que no ordenó amarillo.
¿Que se equivocaron? It's my mission to get rid of A1 this week. I don't know. She needs 20 hours.
Oh, it's ending with John. But she's not here though, is she?
No. She is in Wales, Scotland. I don't know where she is. They went to somewhere. They went to Wales. I mean to Scotland, I think, for Easter. And John was saying that the weather might have been cold, they might go snowing, and he's sitting there and he goes, I just can't imagine that when I'm here in this 80 degree weather.
But no, the day of Saturday that he came though, we met him. I was like, what are you doing today? Take advantage of it. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. And then he was like amazed by the bookstore. And then he's like, he's gonna go to, oh, I forgot what the hell he's gonna go. Well, I was telling him, like, this is a good time to go to the beach because it's probably like nice and quiet. And lunch till there. It was a very pretty day.
Today's a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's nice. Should have been like this on Sunday.
What was I doing? Ya, pero si no son ni siquiera las 12 al día. ¿Qué tú te has creído? How do I what?
Just cast in place, because it's assuming that all cast in place is reinforced, right? It wasn't the thing.
Oh, that's correct.
Well, now Addison went back to the thing on the Broward County website, and they have two separate sections, which doesn't reflect this anymore.
Let's see. Let me look it on the website.
So she sent me. I'll send you the link,
Why would you want to have state. I made homemade croquetas, ham and meat, for Easter.
You made them?
Uh-huh.
I thought I heard they were a lot of work, but it takes a long time to get
them. They're not, you know, something you whip up in 10 minutes. I have no idea how our maid did it for dinner sometimes.
Oh, you got it once already?
Yep. I had to make the binders. It was my favorite friend at Suffolk. Oh, yeah, that's right. He's not there anymore. Wonder why.
Maria!
She knows better than to ask me. No, I don't.
He didn't love his mom.
No, he drove me crazy. I liked him, but I thought he was kind of a whiner.
He's creepy.
Oh, I wasn't creepy.
He wasn't creepy. Oye la otra.
He was just a whiner.
He was a whiner.
I was complaining.
See.
And then he went and used to tell Allison everything, and like, you told Allison what? That we hated the colors.
He asked me on a date once. He's creepy. I didn't even ask him a date.
Ooh.
That's not creepy though. That's
Coño, he liked you.
No, I remember last year when my sister was here. He must have overheard my conversation of telling Maria something that I was going to a club with my sister.
It was simple. He just wanted to go meet and be with you guys.
Yeah, but then the email he sent me was different.
Well,
because
you know whether you were
going to
react.
El hombre siempre trata.
Okay. ¿Quién tiene scotchy tape?
Que me preste.
I just thought that was creepy. I don't know. Coming by surprise. That's not creepy. That's
but I'm not friends with him, so where would
no,
you get
know,
that?
But he,
yeah, but a man can ask.
It's like Antonio Small asking me out. I don't like him.
Okay, but he knows you. He does know you. It wasn't as if he walked up to you on the road.
Okay.
Out of the blue. And said, will you go out with me?
Yeah, you said no, that's it.
Hey,
what did I miss?
Nothing exciting. Maria brought up my favorite person, got me going. Vamos, maquinita. Es para hoy. Yo creo que el copy machine me odia, porque hice muchas copias ayer.
¿Oíste? ¿Qué le pasa?
Se demora conmigo. ¿Qué te pasó? What happened? Oh.
Is that high tech?
That's that recording thing. And voila, look, I have a cover now. For which project?
Central.
For which portion of the project?
The track and field.
I'm told.
I think that's what he said. So who's paying the architect for that?
No one.
Because the architect still isn't involved.
Yikes. Yikes is a good way to put it. It shouldn't take that long. Who's paying for it?
It's cold.
This is already the second. This is already the no. Actually, this is going to be the third piece of the track. There's some acne and stuff.
I'm telling you, how are you people doing in the cartoon? It's true. I've never heard that she has ever acne in the cartoon.
It is true. She has a point.
Wile E.
Coyote and the Roadrunner. She has a point.
Oh,
She has a point. Coño, sí. La verdad.
Using dilemma and acne, I mean, that should be telling you something.
Dynamic duo.
Yeah, I have to agree with her. It's kind of like, hmm.
You're asking for trouble. You mean the size of the arrow?
Yeah, but not the arrow itself. It's, you know, the space that goes at 90 degrees angle and then it angles to the drawing.
Mm-hmm.
That size, they should all be consistently the same size, right?
But it doesn't always work because if you've got a series of them, mm-hmm. where I get particular is that all the text needs to line up.
Right.
Because if you have them all the same length, it may not work if the material's next to each other. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right. That's true.
I'm more for making sure all the text lines up. To the right, you know, nice and neat, rather than jumbling all over the place. Yes, hi, may I speak with Shari, please? Hey Shari, this is Lourdes at MC Harry. Suffolk tells me that they gave you the civil as-built back in August of last year or July before they could open the first half of the building. Give me a call so that you can confirm that you have them and what's missing so you can do the as-builts for V1, 305-445-3765. Thanks.
Oh!
What? Oh, yes. Okay. Her name, hang on. I mean, her name is... Coño, I just went blank. What the hell is her name? Lisa Ham. Bill Baggs State Park.
Oh.
Lourdes, Chris, online too.
Thank you. Hello? Hey. Mm-hmm. Right, that's what he told me. Okay. Okay, what kind of issues? What are the issues? Wow.
Are you going to anyone? You?
Mm-hmm. Right. It's life, right, and timing belts and Hondas is not good. Right. In fact, the big Honda, the van, has 52,000 miles. I think you have to replace them every 60. Yeah, from my old Honda, I remember the 60.
Are they recording this?
Okay.
I spoke to Ernesto this morning because I told him that you both had not seen it and you were okay with it, but he feels more comfortable taking some pieces out. He wants to put the new stain and all that.
Another $700 on top of the $300.
Just about 2 gig.
Okay, and that repairs.
Yeah. But just to tell you how conscious he is, he goes, I think you let it go, but no. I told you that I was going to be a product.
Right. $1,100 on top of the 300 or no? Including the 360. Well, if we're going to be driving it. Okay. Right. And then the timing belt. Which on the Honda, if it goes, is bad. When you talk to him, can you ask him on the Odyssey if it's still the same model of 60,000, so that I can keep that in mind? I mean, I'm not putting as many. Okay. Bye.
Well, Central is playing another patron, by the way.
Okay.
Ron Sandrin Lid.
What happened to him?
He's
he quit?
Out of there.
He quit R&Q?
He's going to Qatar.
Qatar?
Yeah.
Qatar, like over there in Persia?
Like Towelhead, oil, you know.
What the heck is he doing there?
Like CNN showing a hostage on an oil rig, you know, with a knife. I was like, we know that guy.
What's he doing there?
You think I'm bad?
He's going there. He's going for the big dollars.
Yeah.
He doesn't have a family, does he?
I graduated with a baby prince at UN who offered me $150,000 a year to go plan to the University of Kuwait right out of school with my wife. 3-year contract.
And
you didn't take it.
My wife walking around, she said, "Love you. I walk in 3 steps behind you, and you know they give you a place."
They live in their own suburb.
Compound and all this, right? But in the middle of the desert, great. For
and
3 years.
Years.
And the first thing you do when you get there is you give them your passport.
But that was 20-some years ago. Things are a little bit different now.
If we would have taken it, Saddam was rolling in right when we would have been there.
Oh.
I don't regret that decision.
Let me tell you something. My mom dated this guy, Uncle Lenny, went back in, I would say, 15 years ago, because I've been here for 12 years, so like 15 years ago, and he had just come back from Kuwait, and he, like 5 years before that, after he was like 4 years in an office, he's an engineer,
yeah.
He works for Alcan, and he was going back down there for another like 3 or 4 years, and you live in a compound,
everything.
You get